thing I got left to say is I wish I could be there now, see how things are going. Oh, that one letter you sent me, that's pretty cool. I appreciate getting a lot more from you. I'm really big on reading your letters, because other than coming back from a hard day's work and reading the letter, there's not much else to do except go out and blow it away. Of course, you can do that anyway, even if we don't have any mail. So mail just helps out a lot, I see. So, keep writing. Could write a little more.
You could keep that mail coming in.
Think you could manage. Man. That's cool. Yeah. You could write a little more if you could.
Like to hear from y'all.
Like to hear from you, Billy. Just like Forsberg said, we're kind of ripped out now. We was out most of the night. I found out I had guard duty, so trying to come back down before I go on guard duty, because it's going to be hard staying awake all night anyway. I hate to do it, but, well, it's the way it goes, y'all. Some people, oh, wow. Tell you what I'm going to do. Let's see. Well, I'll be coming home in September. That's not very long. First of September, I'll be back. So I'll be sure and look you up when I get back. I think you said that quite a few times in your letters. So I'll just go ahead and tell you that I will, you know, look you up. Don't have to worry about that. Always look up to good girls, you know. You know how it is. Oh, let's see. What else can I say?
Wow, man.
Oh, yeah. Forsberg, never mind. About that. don't get married while I'm gone, you know.
Yeah, that'd be slack, man.
Cut me some slack, because, you know, I'll be back one of these days, you know. Be looking you up. Or what, but somebody from my old high school, y'all, got my address somehow, and the daggum school sent me a school paper every day. I got two of them so far. I got one day before yesterday and then one yesterday, and I'll probably get another one tomorrow. Knowing my school, pretty heavy on projects like that, huh? But see, it's just, I couldn't figure it out, because I didn't know any people real good that names were on it, you know. They had a list of names on it, girls' names. That's all it was, girls. So I don't know, I'm trying to figure out who's behind it all. I don't know, really. I think it's kind of cool, though, so I'm not going to say anything about it. I'm just going to let it ride and read the papers before I get back. Oh, until summer, they're going to quit it. Thank you. That's what Vietnam do to you. You pick up a lot of language you don't normally use when you're at home, but you don't even consider these people, you know. We don't talk any different around them than we would ourselves. We just got loose hanging around, you know. We just sort of, we don't talk, we don't pay them no mind. They don't pay us no mind. Besides that, they don't understand that. A third of what we're saying anyway, so it doesn't really matter if they listen or not. Okay. Yeah. I didn't get a letter from you today. I've been kind of wondering about that. I got 3 or 4 this week, but I didn't get one today, and I sure was wanting to get a letter today. Last long one. I really dig on getting those long letters. Like everybody's backing up on the right, and you see me right. So, I got a good New Year's resolution for me. You write me every day instead of just going, so once in a while, whenever I write to you, start writing a lot. So I can give you really heavy with a lot of letters. I don't very often, but when I do, you know, I like to hear from everybody. Pages and they're going pretty good, you know. Guy come in and told me I had to go to guard duty, so I put it on a drummer. Quit writing. Oh, let's see. Oh, yeah. I know it was going on now, but I ain't gonna go to about just somewhere around there. So if you're in Hawaii while I'm there, you know, just drop by and see ya. It would be kind of cool meeting you in Hawaii. Kind of different, really. I wish I could see everybody that I missed, you know, while I was on R&R, but kind of hard to do. I can extend for 6 months and then take a 30-day special leave and come home during the summer again, like I did last summer. But then I'd have to come back over here for 6 more months, and I don't want to do that. All I want to do is just get my time over and get out and be gone, forget about this place as fast as I can. This place is, it's not very good, really. It's a new experience for a guy to come over here. Something you'll never forget. Cause I know I won't, I'll never forget it. It'll do a lot in changing a person's life and his attitude toward different things, you know. My attitude's changed a lot. I'm not the way I was when I was home. You'll be able to notice it whenever I get back, I'm pretty sure. I don't talk as much as I used to. I don't think. I don't know. I'm not a wise ass anymore either, really. Every once in a while I get kidding around a little bit, but not as much as I did when I was home. When I was home, I kid around a lot. I was always in a hurry to go someplace or do something. That's because I didn't have some, you know, I just had a little bit of time. And it just didn't seem right that I should have to come over here, you know, so soon. I just got home, but now I'm already over here and it's just about half already over, so I don't have that much left to go. I still got about, 7 months, 6.5 months. It's not long. It's a lot of time, though. The more I think about it, it is really a long time. These first 6 months went by real fast. I hope the rest of the time goes by just as fast as 6 months did. Like, sure will be glad when I get home. I'm tired of this place. Put you on a bummer every night. Just knowing that you got to get up in the morning and go fly for some dumb Koreans, you know. That's all we support around here is Koreans. We don't support any Americans at all except for Pathfinders. We take them out and they blow LZs for us every once in a while. But right now, that's about the only Americans we ever work for. Up at 28th Regiment, they got some American forces and we don't really work for them, you know. We sort of help them out a little bit while we're working for the Koreans up there, and we carry stuff for them, sling loads, to different fire support bases and stuff like that, but other than that, we don't ever work for them. They got my ship's down tomorrow, it's not flying, I don't know. I guess I have to go down and work on it again. It was down today, too. I've had a couple of days off. Just at the beginning of Tet, we get a lot of time off, but pretty soon Charlie's going to start hitting us and we're going to have to start working long hours again and never get any time off. And it's really going to put me on a bummer just to be that way again. Well, it's getting pretty close to the end of the tape, so I guess I better quit for now. And all I can say is write me whenever you got time, you know. Sure would like to hear from you. Some more, because you're about the only one that writes really groovy letters I like reading. So, I'll write you more probably tomorrow night, because I got guard tomorrow and I won't be flying. That means I'll get some sleep in the morning, and then I'll write you tomorrow afternoon or something like that. So, take it easy, and I miss you and just about everybody else too. Bye.